forsake us, but faithful to your promise, you walk by our side. With voices united, our praises we offer, and gladly our song thanksgiving we raise. Our sins now confessing, we pray for your blessing. To you, our great Redeemer, forever be praised.
Please be seated. I want to welcome everyone to our outreach service this week. Reverend Allen is, I believe he's on study leave in Fergus, I think. Okay. If it's your first time worshiping at Appleby, please sign our guest registry as you leave the sanctuary, and take the opportunity to join us in coffee and tea in the hall right after the service. The bulletin is full of announcements. Take a look at the calendar that's in there that has for the next couple weeks. Also note the artisan sale is next Saturday, so don't forget that. And if you're interested in having poinsettias displayed around the sanctuary in December, see Keith about getting your name in for that as well. I'm going to ask Jacqueline to come up, and she has a minute for... Well, I'll let her talk about that. Come on.
Good morning. I'm just here to let you know that in less than a week's time, our bake sale is going to be taking place at the Christmas Bazaar on Saturday, November the 23rd. We will be wrapping on the 22nd, so if you want to drop off your goodies to be wrapped, it'll be from 10 until 6 on the Friday. And also, we should have let you know by a phone call sometime this week. If I haven't gotten hold of you by phone, just please let me know so I can add you to the list. Or if you don't want to be called, just come and talk to me about taking you off the list as well. Thank you.
And I believe Dave has a minute as well.
In 2 weeks' time, on December the 1st, we will be lighting the Christmas lights out on the lawn and welcoming the neighborhood to celebrate with us with a community tree lighting and carol service, just like we did a year ago. Now, in order to invite the neighborhood, I need some help. We have printed up 1,500 of these cards to be distributed to those people in our community who we think might enjoy an evening of caroling and lighting the tree. And, of course, there's free hot chocolate and cookies. So I need 8 teams of either 1 or 2 people to go around the neighborhood. We'll have routes all mapped out for you. It will take about half an hour, 45 minutes to deliver these to the mailboxes in your neighborhood. Please see me after the service, and I'll put your name down. And we're gonna start doing that next Sunday on the 23rd. So, we can go right from church, or we can do it later in the afternoon, or Monday or Tuesday, whatever you like.
Thanks, Dave. The flowers in the sanctuary today are in loving memory of Elizabeth Betty Daly, whose memorial service was held here yesterday. Some additional sad news. There's a note in our bulletin. Edgar Bromley, Donna Green's father, passed away on Wednesday this week. A visitation is this afternoon, and details have been included in your bulletin. And we're also saddened to inform you of the passing of Janice Salter yesterday at Billings Court Manor. Janice, the daughter of Pauline and Bill Shackleton. She battled MS for most of her adult life. And visitations will be at Smith's Funeral Home on Guelph Line on Friday, November 22nd, from 7 to 9. And a funeral service will also be at Smith's as well on the Saturday morning, November 23rd. Pauline's comforted to know that Bill has welcomed Janice to be with him in heaven and will take good care of her. Our thoughts and prayers are with Evelyn, Donna, and Al, Pauline, and all of their families as they deal with their loss. Are there any other celebrations, announcements, concerns for the church family this morning? None? Let's take a moment to acknowledge God's presence. All praise to our God.
For God has heard the cries of the poor and the groaning of creation.
God upholds and supports all who are allies of God's work of liberation. So let us honor and bless God's holy name. Let us now join in hymn number 684 in Voices United, Make Me a Channel of Your Peace. It's always good to take some time to reflect on our lives after a busy week. We now turn to a time of reflection and saying, I'm sorry. Let us pray together. Creator God, all that causes suffering and brokenness in our lives and in the world binds us, to sisters and brothers the world over and to all of creation. Yet so easily we break that bond through avoidance, complacency and greed, through ignorance and silence, through claims of being powerless. In this we let ourselves become complicit in systems and structures that would deny life and destroy creation. Forgive us, God. Help us to live a liberating promise and vision in all that we are and all that we have and all that we do. Let us turn now to the assurance of God's never-ending love. We are released to live with faith and freedom, for in Jesus we know God's promise of new life.
Thanks
be to God. Amen.
Good morning. The reading this morning is taken from Isaiah 65, verses 17 to 25. It's in the Good News Bible, page 813. It is entitled, The New Creation. The Lord says, I am making a new earth and new heavens. The events of the past will be completely forgotten. Be glad and rejoice forever in what I create. The new Jerusalem I make will be full of joy, and her people will be happy. I myself will be filled with joy because of Jerusalem and her people. There will be no weeping there, no calling for help. Babies will no longer die in infancy, and all people will live out their lifespan. Those who live to be 100 will be considered young. To die before that would be a sign that I had punished them. People will build houses and get to live in them. They will not be used by someone else. They will plant vineyards and enjoy the wine. It will not be drunk by others. Like trees, my people will live long lives. They will fully enjoy the things that they have worked for. The work they do will be successful, and their children will not meet with disaster. I will bless them and their descendants for all time to come. Even before they finish praying to me, I will answer their prayers. Wolves and lambs will eat together. Lions will eat straw as cattle do. And snakes will no longer be dangerous. On Zion, my sacred hill, there will be nothing harmful or evil. Amen.
The Gospel reading is taken from Matthew chapter 20, verses 1 to 16, and this is found in the Good News Bible on pages 28 and 29, and that's in the New Testament. This will be a familiar story. The kingdom of heaven is like this. Once there was a man who went out early in the morning to hire some men to work in his vineyard. He agreed to pay them the regular wage, a silver coin a day, and sent them to work in his vineyard. He went out again to the marketplace at 9 o'clock and saw some men standing there doing nothing. So he told them, "You also go and work in the vineyard, and I will pay you a fair wage." So they went. Then at 12 o'clock and again at 3 o'clock he did the same thing. It was nearly 5 o'clock when he went to the marketplace and saw some other men still standing there. "Why are you wasting the whole day here doing nothing?" he asked them. "No one has hired us," they answered. "Well then, you go and work in the vineyard," he told them. When evening came, the owner told his foreman, "Call the workers and pay them their wages, starting with those who were hired last and ending with those who were hired first." The men who had begun to work at 5 o'clock were paid a silver coin each. So when the men who were the first to be hired came to be paid, they thought they would get more, but they too were given a silver coin each. They took their money and started grumbling against the employer. These men who were hired last worked only an hour, they said, while we put up with a whole day's work in the hot sun. Yet you paid them the same as you paid us. Listen, friend, the owner answered one of them. I have not cheated you. After all, you agreed to do a day's work for one silver coin. Now take your pay and go home. I want to give this man who was hired last as much as I gave you. Don't I have the right to do as I wish with my own money? Or are you jealous because I am generous? And Jesus concluded, So those who are last will be first, and those who are first will be last. May God add his blessing to this reading of his word. Amen.
Thank you. I'll now ask Andy McCormick to come forward and introduce our speaker for today.
Good morning. A couple of weeks ago, Randa mentioned the how we're so strong in outreach in this congregation and how much we've been giving to mission and service. Well, there are other charities as well that we have been supporting for quite a while. Today we have an opportunity to listen to Hilda Rossi and reacquaint ourselves with one of the key beneficiaries of our global outreach program, the Canadian Central American Relief Effort, or CCAMRE, as we call it. Hilda was born in La Union, Guatemala, and as a teenager came to Canada for school, in part because her family wanted her to be away from the civil war that was going on at the time, and in part to be able to get a good education here. After school, Hilda decided to stay in Canada and subsequently married Ricardo Rossi and raised her family of two boys, Jason and Adrian, in Oakville. Hilda always stayed close to Guatemala, and after Hurricane Mitch tore through the area in October 1998, she was asked by her family to come back and see the devastation. Along with her close friend, Rosie DiBiase, Hilda journeyed to La Union and was heartbroken by what she saw. Soon after, she began running relief missions to the area, and CCAMRE was started. Appleby first became involved in 2002, sending participants with the mission, and we have stayed involved in one way or another ever since, supporting a variety of the projects that CCAMRE have, and in particular, enabling the students to get to high school. CCAMRE now operates a variety of programs in La Union, and please welcome Hilda Rossi to tell us about them.
Good morning to everyone. Thank you very much for giving me the opportunity to share this wonderful work that CCAMRE, Canadian Central America Relief Effort, is doing in the Merindon Mountains of Guatemala. The Mayan Chorti have hope now, and everything because people like yourself and many others who opened their heart, their soul, their expertise to help our fellow men who have not been as fortunate as we are here in Canada. I came to Canada for a better life, to learn English. I had the permission from my parents for 1 year. After 3 months, my parents passed away, and I am number 13 of 14 brothers and sisters, and I didn't have nothing to go back to Guatemala. That was it, without father and mother. So I decided I have to stay in Canada. It was a choice that somehow I was not too happy, because I didn't like the cold. I feel lonely, desperate, but you know something, when it's a will, it's a way. I want to do something that my parents will be very proud of me. And that's what I did. I said to myself, one day I am going to do something that my parents will be very proud. And that was, and my calling came in 1998. I started with the emergency relief with the Hispanic Development Council, and I was working. I have 2 children with my husband, 3 children at home. I used to work in a hospital, Oakville Hospital, and I knew I didn't have the time, but you know something? When my sister called me from Guatemala and she shared with me the devastation that natural disaster did, I said to myself, no, I have to do something about it. And that was the time that I thought, somehow I have to do it. So my weekends were taken for almost a year, working during the week in the hospital and in the weekend I work in the humanitarian effort to help the victims of that natural disaster. I would like to truly thank Appleby United Church, because to tell you the truth, you have been the pillar of this organization. When I started, I truly believed that the Lord really talked to us, and sometimes we have to listen, because they believe in me that I wasn't even, I started all by myself with this organization. Later on, Rosie DiBiase joined me. See, this is what Sicambre was all about. So, you know, I know that I don't have that much time, because when I start talking and share our humanitarian work, believe me, I never finish. But we have to cover quite a few things today, this morning. The community of the Merendon Mantos, the Mayan Chorti people, are very, very thankful to all of you, to all the Canadians who have helped and make the difference in their life. We're going to go to slide number one. Okay. As you can see, this is the map of Guatemala. And we are working right in the jungle, right in the mountains, almost 6 hours from Guatemala City to La Union. And in La Union, then we had to go and pick up trucks to the mountains. So many of the members of the congregation has done that, has been part of this effort, going to those mountains and work very hard, especially Andy McCormick and Reverend Peter Hoyle, and many, many other people that they have gone in our missions and see for themselves the huge need in those mountains. So for 21 years, Sicambre's journey has been slowly, very slow, but my goodness, very sure what we are doing. Now we're going to go to slide two or three. Okay, we are a little bit ahead, because I know that we already spoke about that. Education. Well, you know what? Education is something that is the only thing that will break the cycle of poverty. We empower the students. Right now, we have 24 scholarships. Can you believe it? Out of that, we have 3 of them in university. But the beautiful things of that, I must mention one person from Timushan, Johanna Perez. Some members of the congregation met her. Johanna Perez, we Sicambre supported her through all her education. And now she was in rags in 2001 when we went to Guatemala. And now that young lady, she's a woman. She's a registered nurse, and she's the director of the department, or the maternity department in the General Hospital of the province, Osacapa. Can you believe it? And this is a young girl that in the third grade in elementary, she told me she was no hope anymore to continue her education, because those people in those mountains, they did not have access to an education. But that, we changed that. I have a meeting with the first lady of the country, with the minister of education, to that has to be changed. The Mayan Chorti in the mountains had the same right in the town and in the city. And you know something? I'm telling you, when it's a will, it's a way. In those mountains, now it's a high school in those mountains. See what I mean? And now, even an university in the town as well. So now you can see the young people in the Merendon Mountains have access to an education. So that empowers them to break the cycle of misery that they have been enduring for so many years in Guatemala. And you have been part of that. Can you please slide number? Okay. No. Okay. Let's go now. As you can see there, We have so many, many programs. You can read that in there. I won't, but you will see now the scholarship. I spoke to her. Now, the sponsored child program. That is in slide number. Okay. I guess a little bit behind. Anyway. But you can see, that is, you see the scholarships? Those children, they were in rags when we went to Guatemala the first time. And look at them now. It's just wonderful. Wonderful. And this program in the mountains, they do have junior high. But when the children have to go to high school, I mean to the diversificado, we call it, to senior high, they have to leave their village. And they have to pay room and board. So this is what the scholarship is, a little bit higher than a sponsored child program, because the child has to leave their village and move to another province. Not just a town, sometimes another province. And right now we have 24 students. You can imagine how wonderful that it is. Now we have the sponsored child program. This one is so beautiful. At the present time, we have 48 sponsored children in Volcancito and Peña Blanca. The beauty of this program is that the children are well fed. We have a breakfast program. And this breakfast program, we are using the dishes that Applebee donated. 152 children are having full breakfast every day. And the parents of the sponsored children are the ones who make the breakfast. We have teams of five. The beauty of SICAMRE is that we are volunteers. Nobody of SICAMRE members get paid. The only person who get paid is in the mountains. A young woman from Volcancito is in charge of the breakfast program. We give an incentive to her because they cannot volunteer. And this program is excellent. If anybody is interested for Christmas, that's the most wonderful gift that you can give to your loved ones or your friends, because you make a difference in a child's life. And the sponsored child program, there is not just feeding only the sponsored child. Don't forget, we feed every single child from kindergarten to grade 6, 152 children. And then if a child receives 3 times a year, every 4 months, the basic basket, school supplies, hygiene items, and food for the whole family, not just for the sponsored child. Because it's not fair to give something only to the sponsored child. Now we have the stove program. You can see the children in there. And that's still. We build the schools, and this is in there because that's in Volcancito. We build a school in Volcancito because they have 84 students in 2 small rooms. And half of the students, they were on the sunshine outside. So that's what we decided to build a school. Now, see, that's all the children that are sponsors or they are waiting to be sponsored. The children, the logistic in Volcancito is very difficult for the children because it's like this and they have to walk up and down those mountains to go to school. And this may talk about children from kindergarten to grade 6. They are beautiful children, beautiful. Those are the mission, one of the mission members. And you can see, they are very, very, the classroom, they need at least another 3 schools in there. No, not only one that we build. And that's it, it's how you call that? A teeter talk? You can see, I would like to see the children, the Canadian children, to have a look. Which kind of toys those children have in those mountains? See, they make their own, and they are happy about that. but they are always wishing. That's another mission members playing with the children. Now the stove project, at the present time we build 62 stoves. This project was requested by the villages. Actually, all the villages, they need stoves. They are all suffering with respiratory problems because they sleep and eat and do everything in the kitchen because it's warmer. In the mountains, it's cool in the evening. And we thought, oh my goodness, this stove will be really helping the environment because they use less wood, but at the same time, they will help them with their health. This one was possible with the support of SHARE. It's an agriculture organization. This program has been going on for 5 years. And I am very sad that the person who was helping, he just passed away. The Lord called him, and now I'm hoping that they will continue because this program is so important to conserve the environment and their health as well. As you can see, that's before and after. The next one. See, look at that kitchen full of smoke. And the children, the babies, they had the little hammocks right almost under on top of the fire, you know, to keep them warm, you know. And this is another beautiful. See, every year we organize missions to Guatemala. More than 800 Canadians have gone to the mountains to work in the many projects. And Dr. Russell Grover for Hamilton, that I think quite a few people, members from this church, they know him. He's in charge of a dental program because the first time that he arrived in Dos Mantos with this church, Appleby United Church, he saw the way that the people, they were suffering with some of the people for 20 years, they have toothaches. Can you believe it? To have that pain. So he said, I am going to make sure that nobody goes to bed in pain. And he been part of our organization and the dental program for 18 years. Can you believe it? It's just beautiful. He donated the dental clinic. So now the beauty of this is that we are empowering the people in Guatemala as well. We have a convenio. I mean, convenio, that's in Spanish. We have an agreement with the University of San Carlos of Guatemala City to send the student to do their practice for 8 months to our donated dental clinic. So now the natives, they don't have to suffer anymore. They can go and have their pain relief. So, as you can see, Sicambre is not just us running there and just doing some help. No, we are empowering the Guatemalan and the people in the mountains to help themselves as well. We go there every year or twice a year, but they are the one, the projects are continuing. We can go there just to support them because that is important. You cannot just give them the food in their mouth. You have to teach them how can they survive, how can they learn new trades. And this is what Sicambre is all about. As you can see, Dr. Salguero, he's a Guatemalan. And Dr. Ayala, they are from Guatemala. They are part of this effort in the medical team. So we have one week every year, medical and dental. And this year it's going to be on February 29, and usually it's for 2 weeks, but now this time quite a few people, they want to go only for 1 week. So we'll be from the 29 to the 8th. If anybody's interested, there's room for yoga. Okay? You are more than welcome. Vanessa Will is away. Next one, please. Oh, gosh. That is the seniors program. Sometimes we take care of the children, take care of everything. But how about the seniors? We are important as well. And the families, sometimes they cannot look after their parents because themselves they are so poor and they have so many children that sometimes the seniors, they are neglected. Thank God we have a donor from King City that has supported this program. We have 13 seniors in this program. Can you pass around? No? Oh, I'm sorry. Go back there. Yeah. It's 13 seniors. And we have around 20 more they are waiting. Can you believe it? One lady, she told me, she said, Mrs. Rossi, when do you think I can get into the program? I said, honey, our money is limited. So she said, then I have to wait till somebody dies so I can take. Can you believe it? And I said to myself, I wish I will be a millionaire and I could really help everybody. But sometimes your limitations, you know that. So can you pass it again? We have a sewing program as well. This one, at the present time, we don't have it, but we had it for so many years. We empower the people to learn a trade. And it was wonderful for a good 15 years, this program. Oh, this one is something beautiful. You know, the breakfast program, 1 year, they couldn't do it properly because they didn't have water. Water, the lack of water in Guatemala is overwhelming. So in those mountains, no water at all. The people were desperate. So we start fundraising. Thank the Lord that we have a family from King City who went to Guatemala, and she told me, she said, Hilda, dear Lord, how about water? And I said, I know everything is so important, but we are so small. Anyway, we did a walkathon, and we raised enough money to do just Volcancito Abajo, half of the village. Next year, we are hoping we're going to start with Volcancito Arriba, up in Volcancito, because there are 84 families in Volcancito, and right now only 50% they got water. So we have to help Volcancito Arriba, and we have another little village, Peña Blanca, in desperate need as well. We've been working in Peña Blanca as well. So as you can see, and I am growing old. Sometimes I'm concerned about that. But as I always tell people, when they ask me, Hilda, for how long are you going to do this? He's going to tell me when to stop. Because right now, I feel like I'm 20 years old. And I'm going to continue. As you can see, that is one of the tanks. We built two tanks. That is the distribution tank, Volcancito Abajo. And that is the collector tank. It's a spring water right from the mountains. So now you can see the big, and this one was achieved with the help of the Rotary Club of Hualang in Guatemala and the Rotary Club of San Catharines and Secambre with the Wakathon. So the money, the funds came, I would say 95% from Secambre. But we need the Rotary Club to administrate the project. Now you can see the Mayan Chorti in the Merindo Mountains of Guatemala, they have access to clean water in their houses. Right in the house, every single family, they have access to clean water. So as you can see, Secambre, that's what it's all about. And you know something? I don't have to really mention this because you know that. When the Lord calls us, He gonna ask us, what did we do for our fellow men? We don't have to talk, and He will know. And I said, this is really something. I am a Rotarian. I work in a hospital, and I do help Canada, but Canada has a light at the end of the tunnel. Lots of light. Those people in the Merindo Mountains, it has a tiny light at the end of the tunnel. So with your help, we can change that. Please come in and join us. We need you. Share our humanitarian mission. Be part of something so wonderful. Believe me, it's something unique. And you are more than welcome to come in and join us. The Lord will truly, truly bless us. Bless you. Thank you very much. God bless you, and I wish you all the best. Thank you. I didn't even use this one too much. Thank you very much.
I don't know anybody who brings the sort of love and enthusiasm to what she's doing as Hilda does. I mean, she's dedicated her life to this ever since 1999 when the hurricane happened. She goes down, there's a mission that goes every year. Hilda goes 2 or 3 times a year. You're going this next week?
We pay, and I pay for my way.
Yes, everybody who goes pays their own way. I mean, but I mean, you're going next week again to keep managing things, and that I've never met anybody who brings the sort of love, life, and enthusiasm to what she's doing as Hilda does. I want to thank you a couple of different ways, actually. One, this is just a little something for you in appreciation of your coming here, which. You know, thank you. No, you don't need to. That's for you. But you are remembered by a number of people in the congregation, and from time to time they remember things and they put little donations in the envelopes and one thing or another. So here is a check to C. Camry for $800 from various people in the congregation.
Oh, my goodness.
Thank you.
Thank you. Wow. Thank you. Thank you very much. Oh, gosh. This one for sure is going to go. And I'm going to talk to Andy for the scholarship and sponsor the child program. Because I truly believe that the children are the ones who truly are the future. So they need our support, and this money is going to go for that. And I don't know what is in here, but whatever is in here, maybe it's just a letter or maybe just a check, I don't know, but whatever is in here, it will be used for the mission to Guatemala. Okay, thank you. Thank you, thank you very much.
So Hilda will be down in the hall afterwards having coffee with us and be available for any questions that you have, and then so that's great.
Thank you.
Thanks, Hilda. We'll now respond to that wonderful, amazing report with hymn number 678, For the Healing of the Nations.
Thank you.
Please be seated. For the healing of the nation, equal sharing, love in action, and pledging our word, thank you for your ongoing support. We'll now have this morning's offering. Let us pray. Gracious God, we thank you for these gifts. We ask that they be used to spread your love and justice and fairness in a place to belong, here and around the world. Amen. Please be seated. Let us pray. Gracious God, we come today with concerns for many of our church family who are dealing with personal loss, for the many in our local cities dealing with loss due to continued increase in violence, often associated with the growing inequities in our world. And we come with concerns for the global effects of climate change that are amplifying the severity of flooding, catastrophic fires, and storms that we hear about on a daily basis. We pray for those who are risking their lives in combating the forest and brush fires that are endangering so many lives. We pray for those that are risking their lives in protests and demonstrations against the inequalities and corrupt practices by those that are supposed to be protecting and caring for us. We pray for all those organizations like See Camry that are making a difference in the individual lives of people. And we pray for those in our congregation that are facing the heartache of loss in their own families. We ask all of this in the name of Jesus, who taught us to pray together, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our closing hymn will be Voices United 686, God of Grace and God of Glory. Signs of God's loving kindness in the world. May you be vigilant as you observe what goes on around you this week, diligent in your actions towards justice and equality, and thankful as we acknowledge God's presence around us. Go from here this week with God's loving kindness in your heart, assured that you are loved beyond all measure. Greet each other warmly and remind each other to go out and make a difference.